said last week we're going to go over some of the Zmiris, so we understand a little bit the significance. What is it that we're saying in Zmiris? What do they signify and all this? Okay, so I want to talk about just basically the ones. There's two main Zmiris that really the whole Zmira Zemer discusses the. Oh, it's not even in the Siddur. So the one I want to talk about. So we're not going to use the Siddur, but. We have to get the Hebrew one. The Hebrew arts. We need to get the Hebrew center.
Or maybe the Shabbos Zimris.
Well, that for sure has it, but.
For Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. So, very good. Okay, here. So the first thing is that these Zmiris are not just songs. These Zmiris were written by either Rishonim or even before that, like the time of the Tanaim. Okay, they're very, very old, very authentic. And every word in here, there's Pirushim and Siddurim. I looked on the computer here. The computer has Sfarim, right? So I looked on the Zmiris, and there must have been 35 or 40 Pirushim that came up over there on the thing. So I printed out one, and I have some in my house also, so I was using some to explain a little bit. Okay? But just to give you an example, okay? The first line in the Zmiris, page 162. Okay? Just to give you an example, how to be medayik, every word over here. So it says like this. It says, Kol mekadesh shvi karoiloi. If you sanctify Shabbos karoiloi, the way it's supposed to be, and or kol shomer Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos kados mechaloloi from desecrating it. Right, that you have. Okay, so you can look in the English as well if you want. If you keep it, whoever you could read the English better than me, but kol shomer Shabbos kados mechaloloi. So. He gets a lot of reward according to his deed. So why are we saying according to his deed? Obviously you get reward according to what you did. Why do we have to stress this thing that it's that you get rewarded according to what you've done? So the Chafetz Chaim says is that there's two levels in keeping Shabbos. There's, you can keep Shabbos with all the Kedusha of Shabbos and all the ideas of Shabbos, and you have your Suda and you understand how Kodosh Shabbos is and everything like that. And then there's, I keep Shabbos, I didn't do anything wrong. You can't catch me in any halacha. But I didn't really have the spirit of the day. I didn't really keep the spirit of the day. I didn't really keep the Kedusha of the day. So the Chafetz Chaim says that's the two parts of the Zmira. The first thing it says is Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoi Loi. Your Mekadesh Shvi in a way which is appropriate to it. Appropriate. You did everything which is appropriate for Shabbos. The next thing is Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados. You just kept the law Mechal Eloi. You were careful from not being Mechal El Shabbos, but you didn't necessarily keep it Karoi. So each one is Harbi Me'oid Apifa Eloi. Each one is going to get it according to his actions, according to his deeds. That's what this Zemer means. So this is the first line in the Zemer, but you know there's a pshat, okay? There's a pshat in each of the lines, okay? Now let's. Let me see.
So when it goes to Ishan Machaneh, is it just going to? Just like the quote of
Pasuk.
I mean, like, what? I know the last ones are always like
Pasuk quotes.
Right.
No. What? The end of what it's saying is that. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that's coming to explain, but it's just saying that each person, according to what he did, again, according to his personality and his dagger, according to who he is. Okay. If you go further in this particular zemer, let's go. If you go to, like, for example, to the end of it. Okay, it says like this last paragraph. It says Azor Lashayv Simbashvi. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Now, it's very interesting. In the old Zmiris, in the old classical tunes. Okay, if you had a Zaydi or something that would sing Zmiris, if you had old classical tunes, this whole Zemer called Mekadesh Shvi didn't have a tune. There was no real tune for it in the classical tunes. Only this paragraph had a tune. I heard like three or four people, different versions, doing this thing, that there was no tune except for this last paragraph. So I looked up once, why is that? So I asked someone. So he explained there's a pshat. Whatever the pshat, but the last paragraph was said by the... this whole zemer, for some, whatever, the last paragraph says, Azor l'shayf simashvi, that you should help the people that keep Shabbos, b'char shabakot, they don't plow or harvest. Poisim boy p'siyak tana. Okay, so now this is already talking about the halachas of Shabbos. One halacha is that you don't take a big step on Shabbos. So it's, this is what it's saying here. He took small steps. Okay, you should help the people that take the appropriate steps on Shabbos. Soyadim boy, they have a su'ud on Shabbos, levarich shalosh pa'am, so that they can bench three times. And they also say in Bali Musa, you see from here that really the tachlis of the su'uda is to bench. Because he's saying that soyadim boy, you see what it is? Okay, look here. It says, and feast three times on it in order to bless you, Hashem. You're eating three times in order to bless Hashem. Like I said last week, the story of my grandmother, that she had, whatever. So she wanted to wash gufa to bench. So that's what it says here. Okay? Tidkasam. Anyway, but there's a remez here to keeping the halachas properly. All right, sure. So that's the zemer. That's just the beginning. So let's go. I want to go to this zemer because there's a lot of halachas over here that we're going to learn out that we've mamash discussed in the shir that are mentioned in passing in this zemer. It's the zemer is Mayididus, which is on page 163 in this one, in the Hebrew one. Okay, it's on page 163, and it talks all about everything in it is being merames to different halachas of Shabbos. Okay. So it goes like this. So first of all, if you look at the, it says like this: Mayididus menuchaseich at Shabbos Hamalka. How enjoyable is it, the yididus, the friendship of Shabbos? Okay. B'chein narutz likraseich, we will run towards you. Boyichal and sucha, please come. The kala shall come. So we run towards it. So this is the remez that we run towards Shabbos. When do we run towards Shabbos? By Boyichala, we turn around to the back of the shul like we're greeting Shabbos. The Brisker Rav was actually makbid to go walking towards it. It's not enough to turn around. You have to go walk towards it because you're supposed to greet it. Now, it says like this. Lavush bigdei chamudois. You're supposed to wear nice clothing. Lahadlik ner bevracha. And then light candles with a bracha. So this is a remez to what it says in the halacha, that the isha, the woman, is supposed to get dressed for Shabbos before she lights. Because she's not supposed to light the candles in weekday clothes and then get dressed. Now, but that's only under certain circumstances. Let's say you're cutting it very close. Let's say you're cutting it very close to Shabbos. And if she goes ahead and gets dressed and does all the finishing touches, by the time she's finished, she's going to end up lighting on Shabbos.
It's within 18 minutes.
Yeah, it's within 18 minutes, but it's going to end up being too close. So in that case, what should you do? Light first, right? So this thing, so it says like this. Levush bigdei chamudois, you're supposed to get dressed first. La'adlik ner bevracha, and then light. But only vatecha kol ha'avoidus, only if all the work was done already. Loisasu malacha, because remember, don't do any malacha. So it's saying, don't do any malacha, make sure if everything is completed and done, then the isha should get, that's the remez, the isha should get dressed and do everything in that way. Okay? That is, that's what it's saying here. Then the phrase that we repeat is lehisaneg b'sa'anugim, that the mitzvah of Shabbos is to be misaneg, to have oineg Shabbos. Barburim is a type of bird, I think. Vislav is a type of bird, also vidagim. What? Okay. Then it says like this: Me'erev mazminim means from before Shabbos, you have to be mazmin your stuff. This is the halacha that we mentioned. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to buy tzarchei Shabbos early in the morning on Friday. as much as you could do, Erev Shabbos you're supposed to do. So it's May Erev Mazminim Kominei Matamim. May Erev already, from before Shabbos early, you're supposed to be Mazmin whatever you can. And also as early as you can, Tanagoyim Mufatamim. You're supposed to be making your food before Shabbos. Velarich boy kamaminim and set the table with beautiful food. Shoyzienis muvusamin v'stafnuke ma'adanim b'chol shalosh b'am. Every single one of the three sudas has to have nice food on it. Okay, that's pretty basic. Then it says like this: Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh. What does that mean? Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh. You know what that means? Nachlas Yaakov, the inheritance of Yaakov, Yirosh, you will inherit. Belimitzarim, without any constrictions, without any gvul borders, nachal, that will be your nachal. So what do we? What is this referring to? So this is referring to a Gemara in Shabbos. This is a reference to a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that someone that keeps Shabbos is blessed with getting the Yerusha of Yaakov Avinu. And why is the Yerusha of Yaakov Avinu better than the Yerusha of Yitzchak and Avram? So it says like this, the Gemara, Kuf Yerches. Amar of Yochanan, Mishum of Yossi, Kohal Ma'aneg as HaShabbos, anyone that keeps Shabbos probably, Noisnin Loi Nachala B'li Mitzarim. He gets a Nachala without any boundaries. Okay, it's across all boundaries. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Oz tisanag al Hashem. If you do oinek Shabbos, v'her kavticha abamase aretz, I will raise you above all the land, v'hechalticha, and I will give you nachlas Yaakov avicha, the nachla of Yaakov. So the Gemara says, loy kavram, not gonna be limited to what was promised to Avram. Shekasuv by kum hisalich baaretz arko l'rochba, which he got the length and the width of the land. V'loiki Yitzchak, that it says, I gave you all the land. Eliki Yaakov, that it says, ufaratzta. Faratzta means you break down all the boundaries. Yomav, akeimav, it's a fine of anegva. You get all the directions. So Yaakov Avinu got more than all the other avos. So we're promised, if you keep Shabbos, that you're going to get all the nachla. Okay, the Marsha explains why is that so, but that's what, so therefore that's what this Zemer is saying. It says, nachalas Yaakov Yirosh. You will get the nachla of Yaakov. Belim etzarim nachla. So it's a beferish reference to the Gemara, right? It's a reference to this Gemara. Now, as a matter of fact, if you look through this Miris, you'll find that the reference to this Gemara is in numerous places. It's not just in this Zemer. Okay, so for example, I'll show you in a different place also, if you hold your finger here, but if you go to page 225, okay, if you go to page 225 in Baruch Kel Elyon, so it says over there, in the paragraph that starts, V'ashrei kol choyche. What? In the paragraph that starts, V'ashrei kol choyche. Yeah? So it says like this, V'ashrei kol choyche l'tashlumei cheifel. It's ashrei to anybody that is looking for a double reward. Because Shabbos gets a double reward. Just like it has Zohar and Shamar and two loaves of bread, Shabbos gets a double reward. So Ashrei kol choyche l'tashlumei keifel, me'ez kol soyche from Hashem, who's shoyche in ba'arafel, who stays in the arafel. You see where I am on page 225 there? What? In the cloud. He dwells in the cloud. Then it says like this, Nachala lo yiske, a person that keeps Shabbos will get a nachala, bahar uva shafel. Okay, everywhere. Nachala umenucha, he'll get a nachala, kashemesh loy zarcha. Like the person for whom the sun for the person for whom the sun went down. Zarcha Hashemesh is it says in the pasuk Vayizrach Loy Hashemesh by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu got the sun to specifically go up and down for him. So here also it's saying you'll get Nachala, like Yaakov Avinu, and that's the reference in this pasuk as well. So this Gemara is referenced twice in the Zemir. Once over here in Ma'idus, but also in this one in that's what it says, Nachala lo yiske baharu vashavel, Nachala menucha kashemesh lo yizarcha, like the person for whom the sun went up, and that's Yaakov Avinu. So again, the Nachal of Yaakov is referenced. Okay? So that's pretty interesting, right? Very good. Okay, it could be very nice. That's a good shot. Okay, weiter, yeah? Weiter and over here. So Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh Beli Mitzarim Nachala. We're back on page 163. The third paragraph. Vayechabduhu Ashir Varosh. And even a poor person has to be Mechabit Shabbos. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says that even if you don't have anything, but you have to get a little bit for Shabbos, the Tizkul Geula. And by keeping Shabbos, you'll be Zoicha to Geula, like that famous song, Just One Shabbos, and we'll all be free. So that's what it says here. So it's way before Mordechai ben David. Right here, Vitzku Lagula, right? Because it's a Gemara, you know, right? If Kal Yisrael keeps another Shabbos, they'll go free. They'll have a Gula. So that's what it says here. Yom Shabbos im Tishmoiru v'isem li segula. If you're special to me on Shabbos, sheishishem tavoidu v'ashvina gila. Fine. Now, let's continue. Then it says like this. Chafatzecha boy asurim. What does chafatzecha boy asurim mean? Chafatzecha means you're not allowed to discuss your chafetzim, your business, your personal issues. You're not allowed to discuss your personal issues on Shabbos. We discussed this in a previous series of shurim. There's restrictions on what you're allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to talk about business and all this type of stuff on Shabbos. So therefore, this also chafatzecha. That's what it's referring to. Chafatzecha boy asurim. V'gam lachshav cheshbonos. You're not allowed to make cheshbonos. You're not allowed to make calculations. How much did the house cost you? How much do you owe? All that. That's what it says. Hirhurim mutarim. However, you're allowed to think about it. Hirhur is to think. So you're allowed to think about business, but you're just not allowed to talk about it. Ulashad chabonos. But you're allowed to talk about business if it's nogea shiduchim. So if you want to make a calculation with the shver, you know, okay, this is what he, you know, the mechutanim, this is what you owe, this is what I owe, you're allowed to make that calculation on Shabbos, because that's a Gemara. The Gemara says you're allowed to make cheshbonos shel mitzvah.
Before a wedding or any time?
Yeah, I mean, l'shad chabonos, whatever it takes to get the girls married.
So it's before a wedding.
What?
Before a wedding, not after the marriage.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Too late afterwards.
What?
Too late to negotiate afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's too late afterwards. A vatinak lamdai sefer, obviously, and also you're allowed to talk about the money that it costs to teach a child. Tuition or tutoring or whatever it is. What?
You're allowed?
Yeah. That's what it says. Vatinak lamdai sefer. The money that it costs to hire a malamed, lamanatzeach b'neginos, to teach him how to sing the psukim properly. Now that's very interesting because the Gemara asks a question that really you're not allowed to charge money to teach someone Torah. So why is a Rebbe allowed to charge to teach a kid chumash? Because he's not charging for the chumash, he's charging for the notes. How to teach him how to lane. So that you're allowed to charge. That's what it's saying. Lamanatzeach b'neginos, to sing the psukim. Okay? V'lahagoyz b'imrei shefer. And you're allowed to learn, obviously. B'chol pinus ha-machnos, everywhere in the machna. Okay? So that's very... This whole thing is talking about what you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos. But it's talking... What? Very informative. It's a lot of halachas over here. Next, hiluchach tehei benachas. Next halacha. You have to walk benachas. Like the Gemara says, you're not allowed to take a siadaka, like we saw in the previous emir of Kol Mekadesh Shvi. You have to do poisim of psiaktana. You have to take small steps on Shabbos. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to take a psiagasa. Okay? Oineg karol Shabbos. You have to say Shabbos. Hashem said Shabbos is an oineg. You're supposed to enjoy it. The Hashena Meshubachas. And sleeping on Shabbos is Meshubach, is praiseworthy.
That's good.
So you're supposed to sleep on Shabbos.
That's excellent.
Kedas Nefesh Meshivas. Like what it takes to revive a Nefesh. Meshivas. It's Meshiv the Nefesh, right? So therefore, sleep revives you. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to sleep. And you're supposed to. B'chein nafshi.
I get that one right.
That's that you have down pat? So far we know we got one in there.
And you're not doing anything wrong with yourself.
Right, okay. You're
not causing problems.
Now, b'chein nafshi l'cha arga, my nefesh.
Next time we sing the song, we'll sing the feeling.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. B'chein nafshi l'cha arga, my nefesh is like seeking you, Hashem. V'lanuach b'chibas, and I want to be sleep b'chibas with the knowledge that I'm loving the mitzvah of sleeping. So now, not only will you know the zemer, but you'll go to sleep, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah. Because till now, you were sleeping because you're lazy. Now you're sleeping because the mitzvah. Someone's going to tell you, what are you sleeping for? You say, well, I do everything else that says in the Zemira, I got to do sleep also. Right? Especially if the other choice is to talk about things you're not supposed to talk about at Shabbos.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kashayshanim suga. Oh, interesting. It's Shabbos is surrounded like a rose bush. What does that mean? It means that it's surrounded with protection. It means we protect Shabbos with so many dirabanans. The dirabanans serve like a fence around the mitzvah of Shabbos so that you'll never come to be mechal Shabbos. Bo yanuchu bein uvas. And both young and old will rest on Shabbos. So here's a source that your kids are supposed to take a nap on Shabbos. Because you're supposed to be mechanech them in the mitzvah of Shabbos. Right? So you have to mechanech them in doing all the mitzvahs, and one of them is taking a nap. Now the only thing is, if they don't enjoy taking a nap, maybe it doesn't apply. But at the point when they enjoy taking a nap, then young and old should all take a nap. Okay? Now, then it says like this: Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Okay, it's 1/60th of Olam Haba. Yom Shabbos Menucha. Kol Misa'anim Ba. And anyone that's Misa'anim, that enjoys Shabbos, Yizku L'Roiv Simcha. He's going to be Zoicha to a tremendous Simcha. Mechevle Mashiach. Yutzalu lirvacha. A person who keeps Shabbos will be saved from the chevle Mashiach, from the pain, from the birth pains of Mashiach. Peduseinu satzmiach benasyogam va'anocha. Peduseinu satzmiach means that
sweetness is over.
Yeah. Our pidus means our geula, our redemption. You will make grow tatzmiach, right? It will grow out of Shabbos. Vinos yagun is pain and anguish. Will run away. Nos like yonos achutza runs away. Vinos yagun v'anocha, and yagun anocha, pain and sorrow will run away if we keep Shabbos properly. That's what it says here. So Lamaisa, this is based on a Gemara. That the Gemara says that people, what's the schus? Okay? Kol Hashomer Shabbos Karoy is nitzol mechevle shel Mashiach. So the Gemara says that the pain of Mashiach is so great that there were tanoim that said, I don't want to be there when Mashiach comes.
I don't want to be around when Mashiach comes because it's so painful. Chevle Mashiach are so painful, but Shabbos keeps you, saves you.
So maybe the Mashiach will come on Shabbos.
Yeah, that probably has what to do with it. Okay, so the Ma'aseh, this Zemer is mamash full of halachas. Right? Now, there's one other Zemer which is also full of halachas.
Isn't it goes in a hole, it's just on sleeping.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it doesn't talk so much about the Isurim of Shabbos, but it talks about the mitzvahs, how to keep Shabbos proper. There's another Zemer that discusses the halachas, and that's on page on the Shabbos day Zmiris. Okay, if you look at the Shabbos morning Zmiris, that's on page 226. Okay, page 226. Kieshmer of Shabbos. There's some fascinating things here, okay? Kieshmer of Shabbos. So, first of all, if you look at the first word on each paragraph, so it's Aleph, Beis, Reish, Hey, Mem. It spells out Avram. And this Zemel is written by the Ibn Ezra. From Ibn Ezra. So this was written by the Ibn Ezra, who's obviously very famous, one of the very famous Mefarshim on Chumash, but he wrote this Zemer. So obviously everything in here is, you know, written by Rishonim. Okay? Ready to go through it? It's interesting. Okay. Ki Eshmer Shabbos, if I keep Shabbos, Kel Yishmereini, Hashem will guard me. Oh, you see, it's an ois. An ois is a sign. It's an eternal sign. It's an eternal sign between him and I. Veinoyu veini. Okay, and this is the makar that Shabbos is an ois, right? And that that's why you don't put tefillin on Shabbos, because you don't need an additional ois. Okay. Now, also mitzoychefet, also is drachim. This is again telling us what you're not allowed to talk about, right? You're not allowed to talk on Shabbos, chefetz, like we said, chafatzecha. Your business, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos. Gamil adaber boy divrei tzarachim. You're not allowed to say about the things you need for the week. Divrei schoira, words of business. Af divrei melachim, or store or politics.
And politics.
It says divrei melachim. The words of kings. Okay, or
well, those aren't kings.
What?
Politicians are related to kings? That's a good one.
Right.
That's a good one.
Rather, what are you supposed to do?
You're so innocent.
No.
What are you supposed to do? I will spend my time learning and you will make me wise. So why? Because on Shabbos, the Vilna Goyin says that if a person keeps learning on Shabbos, then he gets extra schar, like he learned the whole week. Someone that couldn't learn the whole week because he's working or whatever. So if he doesn't learn on Shabbos, so he's showing that the reason he didn't learn the whole week is not because he was working, because he's not working on Shabbos. So why isn't he learning? Obviously, even if he has time, he wouldn't learn.
He's napping, like we just said.
Okay, but it says that a Talmid Chacham, someone that learns the whole week, is allowed to take a longer nap on Shabbos than someone that works the whole week.
Really?
Someone that works, not here, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, someone that works all week is supposed to take a shorter nap so that they can learn more. The guy that's learning the whole week has to rest up so he can learn more during the week. Okay, but anyway, one thing's for sure, the time that you have is not meant to discuss politics and different things. It's meant to spend learning. That's what it says here. Okay? Next paragraph. Boy emtsa tamid noifesh lenafshi. On Shabbos, I always find a point of relaxation for my nefesh. Now, it says a very interesting thing in the following line. Hinei, behold, l'dor Rishon, in the very first generation of Shabbos, which was obviously in the Midbar, right? Nosan Kedoshi Moifes. I go with the comma and not with the paragraph, because the paragraph is to make it rhyme, but the comma is really the phrase. So it is Nosan Kedoshi Moifes. My Kadosh Hashem made a miracle. B'seis lechem mishne bashishi. He gave double bread on the sixth day. Right? That means when on the mon, double the amount of mon fell on the sixth day. Now listen to this line. Kacha, so too. B'chol shishi, every single Friday, yachbil mizoni. Hashem gives me double the amount of food. So in the Siddur Agra, it says that this thing is a reference that you will never lose out by not working on Shabbos. Because whatever money you're supposed to make on Shabbos, just like the people in the Mun, if they collected, tried to collect on Shabbos, it didn't matter, and they collected double on Friday, whatever you need to make on Shabbos, Hashem will send you on Friday.
That's good.
So that's mamash what it says. It's befeirish in the Zemer. Kacha, so too, b'chol shishi, every single Friday, yachbil, from the Lashon Kefal, double. Yachbil mizoni, Hashem doubles my food. So it's unbelievable. So it's every Friday, a person gets double, whatever. And not every Friday, but the point is every during the week, you always get double. Okay? Okay, so that's another reference to this. Okay, it's getting a little late, but we could skip down to the last paragraph in the Zemer. So it says, "Meichel Malacha Boy Soifay LaHachris." Someone that is Mechal Shabbos, he will get Kares. Akena Shabbos Boy Libi Kivirus, or Bivirus actually is the appropriate girsa. I will Achabes Libi. I will wash my heart with soap, and I'll cleanse my heart in preparation for Shabbos. Ve'espalu al kel, I'll daven to Hashem, arvis to Shachris, and I'll daven ma'arvin Shachris, musaf, I'll daven musaf, v'ga mincha, and also mincha hu ya'anin, he will answer me in all my prayers on Shabbos. So you'll get all the tefillas will be answered. Okay? So, that's the Zemer. But anyway, so there's a couple references over there. Now, by the way, I'll just do two more lines of some different Zemiros. If you go down to the next Zemer of Shimur Shabsosai, a lot of people don't sing this, because I don't know if a lot of people have a good tune for this, but it's a beautiful Zemer. But Lemaisa, there's a very important halacha in this Zemer. Okay? The halacha is like this. It says, Shimur Shabsosai, keep my Shabbos, Leman Tinku Usavatem, so that you will be sustained, Miziv Berchoisai, from all my brachas, Elamanucha Kivasem. And you came to the menucha. Now it says like this. This is the chorus. Ulevu alai banai. My children, you should borrow on me. Ve'idnu madonai. And get tasty food for Shabbos. So we learn out of halacha that a person is supposed to borrow money if he doesn't have to pay for Shabbos. He's supposed to borrow money to pay for his Shabbos food. Now there's a big question. What should you do first? Borrow money or take tzedakah? It's a shaila, I think, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses it. But the bottom line is that it says here that you're not supposed to take tzedakah to make Shabbos, but if you can borrow money, you should. Now the question is, are you all that now? The question is, let's say you don't know how you'll pay back. When you borrow money, if you don't have a plan how you're going to pay it back in order to buy food for Shabbos, what would you say?
Yeah.
That's not your type of answer.
Because everybody does it.
What?
Because everybody does it.
When you write a check, like borrowing money, because let's say you write a check on Friday, you know you're not going to go to the bank.
But you have money to back it up, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not in this case, but still, I'm just bringing up the example of the other
money
case.
Somebody, you know, sometimes you have no idea how you have to pay for it. Because you borrow it every other week.
That's another story.
And you borrow for your car, you borrow for everything else, and you never pay people back.
So it's probably a problem.
I say it's not a problem.
So, Lemaisa.
How many people do it? How could it be a problem? How could everyone be wrong?
We'll see.
Well, people do that? What? I'm saying Lakovit Shabbos? They do it Davka for Shabbos purposes?
Every day.
Right, I'm talking about a guy has money to live, but he can't pay for extra chicken and stuff for Shabbos. Is he supposed to borrow money to pay for Shabbos food? So here it says, Levu Alai Vanai. You could pay, you could borrow on my cheshbon. That's what Hashem says. You could borrow money on my cheshbon, and I'll pay it back.
You're right.
So it means that you don't necessarily have to know where you're getting the money from.
When it comes to Shabbos.
When it comes to Shabbos. Now, the reason for that is because, Lemaisa, the Tzorche Shabbos are not min haminyan. Right? Whatever money you're supposed to get from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Tzorche Shabbos is not in the calculation. Hashem will figure it out. So therefore, you're allowed to spend extra money on Shabbos. I mean, you shouldn't go beyond your means. But the point is I think, I can't find it right now, but okay, now one more point. Here, one second. Oh, here, one second. So there's a machlokes in the mafarshim on this. There is a machlokes. Tosfos is a little bit mashma. You're not supposed to take. That's clear. You're not supposed to take tzedakah to buy food for Shabbos. So the shaila is taking a loan that you don't know how you're going to pay back. Is that tzedakah? Because bottom line is, if you don't know how you're paying it back, for all you know, you're getting a gift of tzedakah. So therefore, that's the shaila. If that's acceptable or not, that's a shaila in halacha. It's two shitas I see here. Okay, but lemaisa, that's what it says. Either way, if you have bitachon, you're allowed to borrow the money. And you have a way, you have money, but it's not accessible. You're definitely allowed to borrow money, and Hashem will pay it back. That's what it says.
How can you borrow money so that you don't know how you can pay it back?
No, maybe you have to tell him. Yeah, he has to tell you that. You have to tell him that I'm buying a covered Shabbos. I'm borrowing money for Shabbos. Hashem is the Ariz. Hashem is the guarantor. Do you have a problem with that? Oh yeah, you have to tell him that.
Unless you said, the last thing you said is, unless this person like does this all the time, it's more like it's tzedakah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take tzedakah if it's a straight out gift. You know? I just lent someone money. I took it out of my sir because I know I'm not seeing that money. I did it as a loan because I had a reason to do it as a loan, but there's no shaykhs to a loan. I know that I'm not getting the money. I'm pretty sure I'm not getting the money back.
What happens if it comes back?
So Rabbi Yashiv has a tshuva that if
you keep it in tzedakah.
If you lend money in a zakah case and you get it back, you have to take meiser off that money because it's like new income. Because you didn't think you were going to get it back. Okay, one more line. Okay. Okay, so bottom line is about this thing.
From Shabbos and the Kollel's giving out food for Shabbos. Is that a loan?
That's not a loan. No.
It's tzedakah, but you said you shouldn't have tzedakah.
That person shouldn't ask, but we're mechuyev to give them. Maybe. Okay, it's not so pasha, it's complicated. Now, there's one other line. And
the, your life is comfortable.
Yeah, in page 227, in the line, in the last line of Dror Yikra, so it says, De'ei chochma lenafshecha, you should bring in wisdom to your soul, v'hi cheser l'roshecha, and it's a keser, it's a crown for your head, netzor mitzvahs k'deshecha, and keep Shabbos, shmor Shabbos k'deshecha. So you see from here, that the only way to keep Shabbos properly is if de'ei chochma lenafshecha, is if you learn the halachas first. So Baruch Hashem, we keep learning the halachas, and we'll keep Shabbos properly. All right?